This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Tuesday, July 8th. Brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Ethanol's uncertain future for SAF. Give us Lindbergh vote, ag groups say. And August 1 is the new tariff deadline. Alcohol to jet for SAF hurt by cut in tax credit. Biofuel groups have been celebrating advances in the 45Z tax credit for clean fuel producers included in the GOP budget reconciliation bill, with one notable exception. Under the current version of 45Z, the alcohol to jet pathway is not going to happen. Not any type of real pace, not at any type of accelerated rate of innovation. That's the word of Mitchell Hora, CEO of Continuum Ag. SAF is an opportunity long term, but under these current changes and rules, SAF was kind of a loser in this deal. The bill strips the premium for SAF by lowering the credit value from $1.75 to $1. This puts the SAF value at the same level as other rural fuels and disincentivizes ethanol producers from selling to SAF producers. Senator Joni Ernst of Iowa had an amendment that would have restored the premium and allowed ethanol and SAF producers to get the credit, but her proposal wasn't debated on the floor. Horace said this would have fixed some of the SAF issues and could come up in future deliberations. Ag groups call for speedy vote on USDA trade undersecretary. A coalition of 100 ag groups and companies urging Senate leaders to swiftly bring Luke Lindbergh's nomination for USDA undersecretary for trade and foreign agriculture affairs to the floor. The U.S. rural and agricultural economy faces many challenges, including uncertain market access, increased costs, higher competition from overseas competitors, and a nearly $50 billion agricultural trade deficit, the group say in the letter to Senate Majority Leader John Thune of South Dakota, Minority Leader Chuck Schumer of New York. Mr. Lindbergh will be vital to the necessary trade and agriculture efforts to address these challenges head on. Now take note, Lindbergh, a senior fellow at the America First Policy Institute, and Thune's son-in-law, advanced out of the Ag Committee in May with unanimous support. Top Democrat Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota singled out his wealth of trade policy experience during the committee vote. Administration formalizes August 1 tariff deadline. President Donald Trump is extending the deadline for trading partners to secure new deals to avoid new reciprocal tariffs. In an executive order signed on yesterday, the president moved the expiration date for an initial 90-day pause on reciprocal tariffs to August 1. The move came just hours after he sent a flurry of letters to U.S. trading partners notifying them of the new date and, in some cases, adjusting their reciprocal tariff rates. Multiple analysts yesterday were quick to point out that the 90 deals and 90 days goal had been a lofty one. They argued that kicking the tariff deadline down the road was inevitable to secure any meaningful agreement. But White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt pushed back against the suggestion during a press briefing yesterday. It's an acknowledgement that this administration is doing what's best for the American worker, and we want the best deals possible, she said. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. Dairy Management Incorporated serves America's 34,000-plus dairy farmers and dairy importers by managing research and marketing programs aimed at promoting dairy consumption and protecting the good image of dairy farmers, dairy products, and the dairy industry. Funded entirely by dairy farmers, DMI has distinguished itself as a strategic consultant and valuable resource to businesses and organizations in the food and beverage sector that seek to increase sales and raise their image through the innovative use of dairy and dairy ingredients. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Union blasts Zeldin decision to place dissenters on leave. The American Federation of Government Employees is criticizing EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin for placing 139 employees on investigatory administrative leave after they signed a letter saying the Trump administration is recklessly undermining the EPA mission. This letter wasn't an act of insubordination, said Justin Chen, second vice president of AFGE Council 238, which before cuts at the agency represented about 8,000 employees. It was a plea to Administrator Zeldin to uphold his oath and reverse course on the dangerous direction the EPA is heading in. The letter has been signed by more than 6,000 supporters, including Nobel Prize winners and at least one former EPA administrator, Christine Todd Whitman. It criticizes cuts to environmental justice programs and the dismantling of the Office of Research and Development. NCBA praises opening of port of entry in Douglas, Arizona. The first port of entry for cattle from Mexico has opened, earning praise from the Cattlemen's Beef Association. Ag Secretary Brooke Vallen's decision to reopen the Douglas port to live cattle imports, quote, will help relieve the economic pain for some producers throughout the country who depend on cattle moving through that port for their businesses. That the word of NCBA CEO Colin Woodall. Woodall said USDA is taking adequate precautions to prevent New World screwworm from entering the country. Before entering the port, cattle will be inspected for any wounds or other health conditions, Woodall said. If any wounds are detected, the entire lot of cattle will be rejected by veterinary authorities. Cattle will also receive an antiparasitic medication and then be quarantined for 3 days before moving through the port. Once on the other side, cattle will receive another round of veterinary inspection. The decision to allow cattle in the U.S. has been criticized, however, by RCAF USA and 18 other livestock groups who said in a letter to Rollins that she should, quote, maintain the prohibition on the importation of live cattle from Mexico until Mexico demonstrates it has eradicated NWS from within its borders. Here's today's final word. I thank President Trump and Secretary Rollins for their trust in me to support the incredible men and women of American agriculture. I look forward to getting to work to support the Secretary in, quote, making agriculture great again. That newly sworn in Deputy Ag Secretary, Stephen Vaden. Well, that's Daybreak for this Tuesday, July 8th, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Nellie.